I'm a little. We're all a little bit thrown because before the news, Craig was letting us in on some of the texts that we're getting. And here's the thing for me when it comes to the text screen. I don't actually. I never have the text screen open, Michael, Jenna, Red Hot Annie. I never, because early on we would get things and it would derail the show because then all of a sudden that's all I can look at is what people are saying. Mm. It is startling and yet not surprising. I mean, that's what we were talking about when it came to this horrible tragedy in Orlando. And that, like, even horrible tragedy doesn't sound like enough weight to it for words. It's devastating. And then, but if it's, if somebody will go and do that. We also were not surprised by people coming out on Twitter and saying, this is the first time I've ever supported what a Muslim does, right? I mean, that was something I saw on Twitter. And so when Craig gets something across the screen that is very similar to that, I am not surprised because there is a lot of rage and anger and people don't, who don't know how to deal with that. And I don't, I wish that I had something in my own tool chest, I guess, to help you to soften your edges. I mean, like, why have so much anger and hatred that you hear Michael's voice or Jenna's voice or Annie's voice or my voice talking about, you know, any kind of love because it goes against what you believe in? Why does that make you so angry? That's something on you and not on us. And if you want to attack the radio station for the fact that we're having this conversation, I'm not even going to say I think. I know that they support this conversation, which is why we are in the parade on Sunday, why right. I keep reminding you of that.
Yeah, no, some of the texts too accused the show of maybe going off from what the radio station will want us to do, including like, hey, where's the producer? I'm right here.
Yeah, he's the producer.
And yeah, no, we're completely fine with this. And as you said, Steve Cochran has been for an entire week celebrating gay pride because that's something to be celebrated, not...
And
I don't, what you're doing.
And we've been running pieces. They've actually been doing mini documentaries as interviews, both on our website. We've been airing them throughout the day. So perhaps you only tune into my show. Maybe you're farther. Is that out of the 224? Well, I mean, the fact that you are listening tells me that maybe you are open to hearing something else.
We hope.
Right?
We hope, right?
Right, because I don't know why you stay otherwise. It can't be a surprise that this is something that I embrace. Mm-hmm. When you said you wanted to be my gay correspondent, or
sure.
we talked about it, or maybe I said it, and I thought about this a moment ago, like, I never think of, and I can't, because I don't know when I came into the being aware of my friends who like people of the same sex. Mm-hmm. I knew I had friends that, you know, were, whether they were flamboyant or weren't like people I'd known in high school.
Listen,
and even
Patty,
high school.
I'm sorry I don't have a stronger lisp.
Right.
I'm working on it.
But I don't say, like, I don't, like, when I think of Michael, I, like, you're the on the list of how I describe you as my friend mm-hmm. I don't even think, like, Annie's gay is even on my list. Mm-hmm. Or when I talk about anybody else, you know, I don't say, like, Dr. Daphne, and I don't think I can't remember ever saying, and she's gay.
Yeah.
But I do want to let people know that she has a wife.
Yeah,
right. Like, I'll
sure.
say, like, they got married at City Hall. And we were really I took her out mm-hmm. to celebrate. I took her to dinner. I took her to a headquarters beercade for her wedding celebration.
Place.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
But the thing is, for me, I've walked up to a party before, knocked on the door where I knew my friends were. It was my friend Rachel's birthday. Knock on the door. Her sorority sisters open it up. This is back when I was in college. And they're like, oh, hey. And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing a rude voice for sorority girls. But they were like, oh, you're the gay one. And I was like, yes. And so, like, yes, that is a thing that has happened. And that's fine. Like, it is fine. I don't want to be liked because I'm a gay. I surely don't want to be hated because I'm a homosexual. But the thing is, most people, like, hey, realize I'm a quantum physicist developing communications technology for defense for your freedom. Like, that's real. I've done it for 8 years now, worked for a private firm for multiple years. Now I'm doing a PhD at Northwestern in the same field. If you don't respect me, I don't know who you're going to respect. If it's my sexuality, I'm not sure, like reevaluate, maybe, like, think about it a little bit. I literally am developing systems to help you live the life you want.
And he's not going to take your number off of the texture screen. I might, but Craig's like, that's that threatening tone again that you use, Patty, that they asked you
not
totally to do?
No, that's totally fine. Yeah.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's not when people look at somebody, when they think, oh, I wonder who they love me. Like, at what point do you go, I wonder if they're gay? Like, if every encounter you have is your litmus test is if they're gay, then that's a problem for you.
I don't know why we hate people we don't know at all. I don't understand why you would hate people for reasons like that. Like, if you see someone, you know, engaging or doing something that you wouldn't do, whatever it is, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you hate people that aren't a part of your life. Like, why would you hate Michael if you've never met Michael? You don't know Michael.
Thank
Michael's
you.
Never been mean to you. What about it makes it specific to you then?
Yeah. And if it goes into religion, I mean, that's another thing where I don't.
That's a whole show. That's a whole
that's
show.
That's a whole show.
Yes.
Yeah. If it goes into it, because I you know, and when it's not just homosexuality when it comes to that, it also comes to
women.
Our texter is texting, and I feel tempted to read the most recent text from the 224. No one supports the conversation you're having right now. No one supports gay pride.
Really?
Why is he listening?
312-981-7200.
Wow. Who is
we would like out no one to call much. And say they support gay pride on this station or the conversation that we're having. So nobody, really, no one supports this conversation.
Oh, man, wow. We're all by ourselves.
I guess
then
there's
a great big world.
just
the four of us.
Yeah. Hundreds of just thousands of people that turn out for the Pride Parade every year.
What are you? But no. But see. But then that does speak to the sort of a grandiose sense of self, right? This guy or the texter. We don't know that he's a man or not. But this texter has an awfully imposing sense of who he is in this universe to say that. So he's not grounded in reality, and I don't want to, I mean, not reality, but it's
I would agree. I would agree in reality, in a sense that not realizing that there are other opinions.
By the way, can you see that? The phone lines are lighting up 224, just so you know. So there you go. 312-981-7200. We would like no one to call to say that they do not support this conversation or that they do not support hold on a second.
Yes.
I know, by the way, I definitely want to talk to Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm officially out of school.
Hey, congratulations. Justin, now, Jasmine, did you hear me yell about Justin last night? Because when you called in to say that was the worst, I was very upset with him for like saying, oh, well, they can't schedule the fire drills. No. I'm going to tell you right now, if the fire drill goes and you have to be outside in your bathing suit and all
that
wet.
Embarrassing.
That is the worst, Jasmine. And you were right. It sucked. And I just wanted to tell you that I addressed that after his show last night.
Okay.
Yes. What was your question?
The flags that they have out there at the parade, the rainbows, do they symbolize something, or are they just there to look pretty? Because they do look pretty.
Rainbows are pretty. Heck yes.
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. I've always thought that it was everything under the rainbow.
Yeah. That's the idea behind it, is that, you know, just like there's so many abbreviations for, you know, LGBTQI, you know, everything, the rainbow is a similar concept where all the colors, everything is included.
Everything is included.
Yep.
It's
diversity.
About inclusion.
It's all about diversity and inclusion. Yeah.
And in case you guys are wondering, when I was in school this year, I did have a friend who I hung out with on a daily basis who I found out is in that community. And it was, you know, it's kind of still is a little bit of a shock to me, but I'm like, I don't hate him, you know? I hung out with him almost every single day at lunch, and, you know, if he wants to do that kind of stuff, I'm fine with it.
There you go. So do you support our conversation we're having?
Yeah, I would go to the parade if my grandmother would let me, but yeah.
Well, I know we'll be talking a lot about it on the air. Jasmine, again, that is the worst, to be outside in your bathing suit during a fire drill. Just want to reiterate that.
At least it wasn't winter, so.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Jasmine, thank you so much for calling us. It's great to hear your voice again.
You too.
Thank you. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, are you no one that supports this conversation that we're having?
I support it. The texter should get with the times. It's none of his business what anybody else does anyhow. And I just hope that he's going to find one day and it takes a homosexual to pull him out of it. Maybe he'll change his mind.
Yeah, I don't know. But Mark, thank you for representing no one who wants to support this conversation. That's fantastic. Thank you, Mark. Have a great night. Hey. Thank you. Hi, David. Hi. David, are you no one that supports this conversation?
Oh, I support the conversation. And I'm a heterosexual. You know, I like the conversation about tipping the tassels and ketchup.
Yes. For my patty melt. For my patty melt costume. I like that. Thank you, David. Are you going to go to the Windy City Burlesque Fest this week?
I live in Rockford, so it'll be kind of hard for me to get there from here.
Oh, it's only a couple hours away.
It's not too bad. Well, David, I thank you so much for representing no one that supports this conversation. That's so fantastic. Have a great night, okay, David?
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We have Linda. Do you also represent no one who supports this conversation?
Well, I support the kind of staging, but I want you to know the community is a lot broader, and you keep saying gay, and it's officially the Pride Parade,
yes,
not the gay Pride Parade.
Thank you. It is officially the Pride Parade. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
But just, because I think we'll focus on just one segment. There's a lot of other people in the whole quilt bag community.
Thank you so much for clarifying. Okay, so, yes, we will. WGN will be represented in the Chicago Pride Parade this Sunday. Yes, I do. I guess that is something that I fell into, is saying the gay Pride Parade.
Mm. Yeah, yes. We're getting a lot of texts as well supporting our conversation.
No, no one. There's no one, Craig. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
These are all no
ones. Go ahead and tell some of the texts. Yeah. What are they saying?
From the 847, I support gay pride, and the number of so-called Christians spewing hate is just astonishing. I don't know. They went another way there. From the 214, I support your conversation and Michael Silver. He needs to change his name. His name to Michael Goldsilver.
I have heard that so much. Thank you. Thank you, though. Thank you so much.
That is so
it means
funny.
A lot.
That's fantastic.
From the 312, I guess I'm no one.
Exactly.
Yes!
See, so many no ones. It's it sort of defies math, because no one implies no one, and that there's someone.
I don't know. That's weird. Well, I was telling you this.
Yeah, we were talking off the air about pronouns that have changed, mm-hmm. and how they now actually also used to. I don't know. What is they used for?
For specific people, when you go gender binary versus like gender neutral, it's certain people prefer to be called they, mm-hmm. rather than him or her, he and she.
But it's now considered a singular pronoun, mm-hmm. when we all grew up that it was a plural.
Yes.
And and you wouldn't say they are. You'd say they are, not they is. You would use.
Oh, yeah. You'd say they are.
They are, yes. So I was in the middle of this conversation, and I felt like I was in an Abbott and Costello bit.
Yeah.
Because I
Who's
wasn't
on first.
Yes. I was like, they is? No, they are. Yes. What?
Yeah.
I don't know where to go with this.
Honestly, like, I'm not as best versed in that as others, but I think it's just listen.
Yes.
Respect and
for both. Yeah. For both sides. I think because sometimes I've felt like I'm not being given enough room to learn, mm-hmm. or to understand, because I do want to.
Yes, yes. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jenna.
No, honestly, like, especially coming from the drag king community, like, I know so many, and the burlesque community, too. It's
definitely.
Like, well, wait, how do you like to be referred to? Do you, Annie or Red Hot Annie? You know, even it's the same concept. How do you like to be referred to? And if you don't know, ask.
I agree.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yep. Well, I remember, and I think some of our listeners will identify with, I think that there are people who will identify with this, right? There's, we talk a lot about reverse racism. We talk a lot about like gender hostility and things like that. When I was in grad school, I went to Ann Arbor for a conference, and we were at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, and I did not know it was gay night. And that was what it was called. And this woman started yelling. I was 21. And this woman started yelling at me, calling me a breeder, and would not stop yelling at me.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until I was in the car last week after Orlando how I had held on to being mad at that woman. And then I realized, like, this was her place to be safe. When I was talking to Jeff Zacharias from the Hope Recovery Centers, he was talking about gay venues being a place where the first time someone comes out, or the first place where they felt safe and comfortable. And that was part of what was so painful, obviously, on top of so many other things. And then I was like, you know, here was this woman who was mad because, and like, she's still a teenager or 20 and very young. And it was, you know, the early 90s, and still trying to come to terms with where she could be comfortable, and, you know, maybe had a few drinks, and like you know, I forgave this woman in my mind finally, because I was like still mad that she'd been yelling, and I was just trying to have a good time, and I was not, you know, I was not biased or hostile to anyone of any preference, you know, or biological makeup or anything. And I was like, I'm on your side. I was yelling at her. I'm like, I'm on your side. Why are you yelling at me? Mm-hmm. But I realize, again, it's like any confrontation, for the most part, it's usually not about that moment. It's about everything that's led up to that moment mm-hmm. that someone's mad about.
Also, you know, gay people are like everyone else, you know. We're a diverse group. Certain people get angry when they drink. Certain people have a torch that they hold that mm-hmm. is their purpose.
Yeah.
And I've run into similar people that I use the wrong, I say he or she, and I get mm-hmm. attacked a little bit.
Yes.
But like, again, you just, it's again, love, understanding, listening.
Yes.
As you would with a straight guy in Wrigleyville who's trying to attack you verbally. Like, you just, it's, we're all the same.
I don't know. I think our caller right now, are we all the same? Is this John? What's your name?
This looks horrible.
Oh, yeah. This is John. This is John Craig.
I know it is.
And I would like to say that if somebody's going to dislike Michael Silver, it should be for his terrible sense of humor, not for his lifestyle.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a list going of reasons to dislike Michael Silver.
You know what?
The shade.
But are you now no one representing someone who does not appreciate or support this conversation?
Oh, yes. The fact that somebody would even think to text that is, to me, absolutely ridiculous. But
yeah.
It takes all kinds, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I apologize. I didn't realize until I was in the studio that you are a fan of ska music. And the videos that we have up were not quite representative of the scholars, who are our most frequent band in studio. And they may only have a few more performances left because they're all kind of all over the country right now in colleges. So in August, I want to know if you'll come and join us in studio to hang out with the scholars.
Yeah, assuming that I have the availability, I would love to do that, yes.
Excellent. All right, John Craig, thank you for being a representative of no one.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, John Craig. He's one of the amazing people that is probably working this weekend at Say 773.
I love John Craig. He's the best.
Yeah, he is the best. He often wears a crown.
Real quick, we have a lot more texts with support. One from the 815 that begged me to read this on the air, so I guess I'll go ahead and read
it.
I guess I'm also no one, and by the way, is Michael single?
Oh!
Yes, I am.
I have a phone number for you.
Somehow I feel like this is going to go from gay correspondent to how to get Michael's boyfriend every month.
I would not mind that, you know, segment.
Well, we can probably merge the two. I didn't mean to cut you off. I wanted to make sure I got
Craig. No, I didn't really have a...
No.
No, I thought you did too. She's got something.
And she might have.
Just going to add on to what Patty was saying, because I think the idea that somebody can get really upset about certain things, it's really easy to say like, oh, this person is always so angry, but you never know how many times they've already corrected someone or how many times, like, in that given day that they've had to patiently, kindly tell someone not to call them that word or not to say, you know, and it is, you know.
Real quick,
a lot of patience.
Yes.
I'd love to read another text from the 847. I am a 52-year-old, and all my life I believe that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. In January of this year, my son informed me that he is gay and been in a relationship for 2 years with another man. Myself and my family have taken my son's partner in and are considering him a part of the family. This knowledge instantly changed my perspective on relationships, and I'm learning to be more understanding. My heart pours out for the Orlando community.
Thank you so much.
Yay, that right there is exactly what it's about.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
So, thank you, no one.